Today from Studio B, we have another very interesting guest, and this gentleman is a consumer advocate, and you're here in town to tell us about some
yes,
of the
news. Yes, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. I'm here to help them know when they're going to get ripped off and how to protect themselves. I try and alert the people to the things that they should be suspicious
mm-hmm,
of.
Mm-hmm.
You must read the fine print whenever you're buying insurance. Here it says on this policy, you are only covered for wounds received while jousting or tomahawk injuries.
Mm-hmm.
No good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here it says you're covered if an anvil falls on your back
mm-hmm.
or injuries resulting from a helicopter landing on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, buying a new car, people must beware on that, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
In picking a new car, be suspicious if during the test drive,
mm-hmm.
the salesman sits in the back seat wearing a crash helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy a car that gives you the guarantee in hours.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy a car
mm-hmm.
if it takes more than three people to make a right-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
something for you to be suspicious of.
Buyer beware.
That's right.
Say.
Now, don't pick a loan company that asks you to put up a member of your family
as collateral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beware if the loan officer has more than eight watches on his left arm.
Mm-hmm.
Should be careful of a place like
mm-hmm.
that.
Beware
of a loan company that asks you to make your payments by meeting a man on a street corner. Time to be suspicious.
Yes. Thank you very much for being with us here from Studio B.
Beware of a restaurant that has name tags on their meat.
Mm-hmm.